right, that epic opening jingle was written by Peru's own Dr. Jason Gornto. He's the lead choir teacher for Peru High School in Peru, Indiana. That is where this podcast will be taking place from on hopefully a weekly basis. We're going to go ahead and start with introductions for people that aren't familiar with this. My name is Lee Mitchell. I would be the 5-0 in the part of this podcast. And my partner in crime here is one Joe DeRozier. Joe, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody. I'm the Doe.
He's the Doe. I'm the 5-0. This is the Mornings in the Kitchen with the Doe and 5-0 podcast. This is our very first episode, so don't blame us and get too mad at us if we stink too bad.
Yeah, it's just going to suck.
It's just not going to be good. So thank you for listening. And if you've already given up, thanks for listening for the first minute and 20 seconds. At least you got a heck of a jingle out of it, right? So anyway, we thought we would go ahead and kind of introduce ourselves as far as how we got to where we are today. I've been an officer with my local department for about 7.5 years now. And Joe, how long have you been in Peru?
I've been here about 28 years now.
28 years. And have you been a baker that entire time?
I have been.
So Joe owns...
Not a good baker.
Not a good baker.
No.
So, well, 28 years in business probably says otherwise. That's a pretty long time to be in the business, especially the same one. Joe, were you the founder of DeRozier's Bakery?
No, I bought this from Jim Busta back in 91.
Okay, and was he a local from here in Miami County?
I believe Jim was from Minnesota.
Minnesota, okay.
Yep.
And he owned the store in Peru, though?
He did.
Okay. So Joe took it over back in 90, what?
91.
91. I am not good at math. I took algebra 4 different times. And I'm probably very mad that I just shared that with everybody. So anyway, Joe's been running DeRozier's Bakery, like you said, for a very long time now. I was not super familiar with Joe up until last year. We started a fundraiser called a jailbreak in our town. The goal was to get a honor guard off the ground in our community. I work for a smaller department. It's a 29-man department from top to bottom. We've grown by leaps and bounds over the years in different areas. Unfortunately, as many of you are aware, the people in my profession we've been losing them at an alarming rate. And so I've attended several funerals of fallen officers, and I thought it was important for our town to have an honor guard to help honor those that have fallen and gone before us. So Joe was an integral part of that last year into getting that program off the ground. I approached a lot of different individuals, business owners throughout the community, and Joe, by leaps and bounds, kind of surpassed everybody for promoting not only this program for the department, but promoting himself and helping raise money for it. So the way the program worked was, it was just a jailbreak. So we constructed this jail cell and we put it in the main floor of City Hall. And everybody that wanted to participate was charged with some type of outlandish crime. Most people came up with their own crimes. If not, we helped them kind of come up with one. I created a wanted poster of each subject. They had a nickname like the Wild West. And we promoted it on all of our social media pages. And people it was amazing how well it took off. Joe's character was Joe, were you the Doe Daddy?
I think I was, yes.
Joe Doe Daddy DeRozier. So you want to talk a little bit about how you promoted your character there last year, Joe?
That was no problem. It took imagination, and that I'm not lacking in at all. So I just started creating stories, and we had our battles with the local police department, them chasing me through town. Officer Tussie, one of my arch nemesis on the police force, he and I would have chases through town, going through a lot of local establishments. And of course, Russ always got tripped up on his walker or pulled a hammy or something. Of course, I'd run out of air, and the two of us would end up having a little coffee at the end and going our separate ways. We had a lot of fun with that, and then I met a lot of other prisoners. Darren Sturch, probably. she's a bad, bad woman. So, but she became a big part of a lot of my stories too. After that, it was funny watching her. I'd never met her before, but I'm in the jail cell and I'm watching her pace back and forth. Like, and at first I thought it'd be fun because I had the money for the bail, and I thought that I'm just going to sit in there and start writing some stories about, you know, what I see. And there were gosh, there's several people in there. But Darren kind of stood out, and she's just pacing back and forth like an animal. And I started realizing that being in that cell with her was not safe for me at all. So I went ahead and bonded out. But and she kept saying that, what's Mr. Sturch's?
Hayden
Sturch was kept pumping money in there to keep her in. And that's when I realized that is not the place I want to be anymore.
Hayden's a great guy. You know, it's kind of funny looking back on all that now. We're here almost a year later and getting ready for jailbreak 2, which we'll talk about maybe a little bit later here. The amount of support that the community put into this project was amazing. We ended up doing, I believe, over $12,000, which was way more than I could have even fathomed that we were going to do. But it was very integral in us getting the unit off the ground. You know, it helped pay for all of the uniforms and training, and it's just amazing. So we now actually have an honor guard unit that's ready to serve wherever, whenever needed. So we're really excited about that.
You know, kind of a sidebar, Peru is really good about anything. They get behind any good cause, and you put it out Facebook, you let people know. There is a lot of support in this community. I've never seen a community that got together like Peru does. And there is some pride. You know, I used to think that there wasn't a whole lot of pride here. It seemed like people are always ripping on it. But something comes up and people need help and everyone's there. It's a great place to be.
You know, and you're right. It's amazing. I was not born and raised in Miami County, much like yourself, although you've been here a lot longer than I have.
I've been here a lot longer than the dirt.
Just not longer than Russ, right?
Not longer than Russ. Russ was the only thing here other than, well, dirt.
So Russ is another officer on my department. He's only about 110 years old now.
Is he 110 now? 110. I missed his last birthday.
You know, maybe we can fry him up a nice healthy donut.
No. He's keto.
He's keto now.
He's keto.
You can make keto donuts.
I could tell them. I could tell him that they're keto donuts. He won't know.
You know, I've seen Russ. You know, I give you a hard time about some of the stuff I've seen you eat, and Russ is definitely probably worse than you are. So.
Oh, my. Wait a minute.
I've actually seen the guy come in during shift change, and he'll just find a bag of, I don't even know what, just open on top of the freezer or something, and he'll just stick his hand in it like he's 4 years old and just start cramming it into his mouth.
The thing is, he doesn't know either.
That's the thing. He doesn't even care.
But aren't you the one that picked up donuts in the alley and ate them?
Anyway, moving on, we've got, we're just touching on the jailbreak. That is true. We might touch that on another show, maybe. Or maybe later today. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, Joe and I, we kind of bonded over the jailbreak thing. Like I said, I knew of Joe. I purchased his products off and on throughout the years because, you know, some cops like donuts.
Huh.
Anyway,
that could be a new ploy for me. I should start targeting policemen for donuts. I've never heard anything like that before.
Guys are a little sensitive about it.
The boys.
Our relationship didn't really end there. I'd pop in to see Joe in the back of the bakery every once in a while, and our friendship just kind of bloomed from there. We enjoyed talking to each other and talking about whatever, which is pretty much what this show will probably be about more often than not, just whatever was on our mind at the time. We may start running polls in the future on our different social media pages and seeing what you guys might like to see us talk about.
Not that we care.
No, we don't care.
We're still going to talk about what we want to talk about.
But we want you to feel like it. You know, we at least care that you know, you're involved in the show. So we'll see how it goes. So, but anyway, the jailbreak, it didn't really end there. You heard Joe mention Darren's Sturch's name. I was not familiar with her at all before the jailbreak, and we've kind of become friends as well. It's just kind of funny how that one event brought a lot of people together. Joe's right, though. It's amazing to me, coming from another community, that I didn't necessarily see this quite as much as I do here. Anytime that we've had to do a fundraiser, we had an officer that has been diagnosed with cancer 2 different times in less than a year. And we had a lot of fundraising for he and his family. And it was amazing to me that how supportive this community is for whatever the cause is. You know, no bigger than the community is. People just, they really get behind everything. So Anyway, we kind of segued from that last year. Joe was a big part of the fundraising for our officer as well. He had his own fundraisers for him. He had a donut eating contest, which I should have won, but it was...
it was so close.
It was, you know, I feel like I was robbed in a way, because the main thing is this donut eating contest, I was right in the middle of another challenge that Joe had talked me into. The Derosier's Donut Challenge, which I'm not really sure why it's called a challenge, because it's not challenging to eat a donut a day. But anyway, I'd consumed so many donuts as part of this challenge. By the time the donut eating contest was rolled around, I felt like he should have given me credit for time already served, but he didn't do it.
Had I given you credit, I could have given you credit for 3 donuts and you still wouldn't have been anywhere near.
You know, when people start dipping their donuts in jars of water and just swallowing them whole, that's just not...
Dipping isn't even the proper term for it.
Floating and sinking.
Dave Burnell had a whole pitcher of water that he was... dumping all the donuts in there and pulling. It was the most disgusting thing I'd ever seen in my life.
It was quite gross. And this is coming from a guy that Joe's right. I during some of our donut challenge videos, I was eating donuts from places that most people shouldn't eat anything from ever.
I believe some came out of my pocket.
Pocket, your hat.
The alley, run over by a car.
Anyway, yeah, my oldest son ran one over with his car and I...
That had bacon on it though.
Well, that was the saving grace. I mean, you can't waste good bacon.
No.
Or oily bacon or whatever that was by the time he...
Whatever that was. So. Some of it was still bacon.
In any event, we might touch on those a little bit later, some of the donut videos. I know that a lot of the community had a good time watching those goofy videos. Those videos had very, very little thought or planning going into them more often than not.
Kind of like this right now.
Kind of like the show will be. It's just going to be flying by the seat of our pants most of the time. We seem to do okay with that, though, more often than not. So
I always told people, they'd come in, oh, I saw that video and that was hilarious. And I'll say, yeah, well, Lee came in and I said, well, are we doing a video today? He'd say, yeah. What are we going to do? I don't know. You want to just start filming? All right. And we pretty much, we planned a couple of them. The Scooby-Doo one was planned out. Dirty Harry was, which should have been the best one. But unfortunately, there's only 7 people out there that are my age and even remember who Dirty Harry is. So it didn't go over quite as well as I had hoped.
Yeah, that was... Joe was definitely looking forward to the Dirty Harry. That was his idea. He was pretty disappointed by the numbers on that one as far as views.
Very sad.
Shares and all that. It was very short, sweet, and simple. You know, it's kind of funny when you look at that social media stuff. Joe, for those of you that don't follow him on Facebook...
Wait, there's people that don't follow me on Facebook? That's just wrong.
It's crazy to think that, but he posts a lot of stuff on Facebook pretty much every day for both the Derosier's Bakery page and his personal page. I would highly recommend that you follow him, at least on his Derosier's Bakery page. For one, every once in a while, he'll actually post pictures of these really delicious looking donuts. More often than not, it's just going to be rambling about. God only knows what's going through that brain of his during the course of the day. But he's done a lot of good for the community. Whether he admits it or not, people don't really realize how much he does kind of behind the scenes, and he doesn't take credit for a lot of things. But he's done a lot of good.
Well, I just did then, didn't I?
Yeah,
because you just told everyone.
Yeah, that's true. So. He's thinking about winding down the bakery, but he's got to keep it open for at least another 12 and a half years so I can keep going in there and getting.
I thought even if I close the bakery, perhaps we'll just keep that back open for as many people that go back there. There are times that you go into that bakery and there's always people in the storefront, but you peek in the back and there might be more people in the back and we're all just sitting around BSing, talking about every walk of life. Mm-hmm. Goes back there. I mean, you have some incredible liberals going back there, some very staunch conservatives, and they go back and forth and say a lot of things that cannot be repeated right now. Well, wait, actually, we can repeat them, can't we?
Yeah, I mean.
We choose not to at this time. Well, let's see if anyone follows us first. But, you know, at the end of the day, everyone walks away. Nobody's mad. Nobody's hurt by anything that's said. And actually, a lot of times, you learn a little bit of something. And it's... a lot of that, just a lot of horsing around. We talk everything that you're told your whole life not to talk about pretty much gets hit back there.
Yeah. I mean, it's fun to even for me just to sit back and sometimes not take part of some of those conversations and just to kind of sit back and watch. I'd even mentioned a couple of weeks ago when Our buddy Mike Graves was in there. You guys had a disagreement over, and I don't remember what it was.
Gun control. Yep.
Okay. So Joe remembers.
I do.
And he won't remember a lot because he sleeps through about 3/4 of his day because he has god awful hours being a baker.
And I'm very old.
And he's very old. But he's still not as old as Russ. anyway, you know, and Joe and Mike are pretty good friends. They have been for a while, and they had a disagreement on gun control, which we won't get into right now.
But, oh Lord, you know.
But there was no hard feelings at the end of it. You know, Mike had his opinion, Joe had his, and I just sat back and I thought, man, what a great show that would be with those two just talking about just about gun control, you know, because even though they disagreed, they were respectful to each other.
Right.
And they you know, when Mike went back to where he had to go, nothing had changed. Nobody had any hard feelings. And you don't really see that anymore in the public
eye. Wait a minute. You ever think, like, if our political leaders thought about something like this, listening to the other side, perhaps learning something from their point of view, making decision based on all of the facts? ridiculous. I mean, well, when I'm president.
But that is true. So for those of you that are not familiar, there is a campaign right now, DeRozier for president in 2020. It's true because it's on Facebook.
There you go.
There are T-shirts and mugs. He's wearing one right now, Joe for president 2020. I believe that you can order those shirts strictly through Joe, or maybe if you're not friends with Joe, like I said, give him a follow on DeRozier's Bakery Facebook page. You can send him a message there, and he can get you a shirt or a mug ordered. He has got some very entertaining and creative designs. He's got multiple designs for both the shirts and the mugs. And the profits from that, I believe, are going towards your bail money this year. Is that correct?
Well, which is going to end up going for the Christmas for Kids,
okay,
for the bail this year, right?
Yeah.
And for the Honor Guard, right?
Honor Guard. So the jailbreak for 2019, I almost said 2020 because we're talking about your campaign here. For the jailbreak for 2019, we are going to split the funds 50-50 this year. So half will go to the Honor Guard to replenish the funds after we uniformed and trained everybody. And then the other half will go to our Christmas for Kids program. So for those of you that are not familiar with Christmas for Kids, the Miami County Fraternal Order of Police Lodge tries to help out as many kids as we can each year during Christmas time, as far as getting some clothes, usually a food basket, maybe even a toy or two. So we're hoping to do really well with that this year. This is the first time we will have had a fundraiser this scale, this size, I guess, for the Christmas for Kids program. We have one or two a year that do really well. And last year we helped a lot of kids, and we hope we can help even more this year with this program. So we hope that we get the community support again for the jailbreak program. I've been pretty busy the last couple days at work trying to recruit some new blood for the program this year. We had a really good time with it last year. Like I said, people, I create a wanted poster for you. Joe did really well himself last year promoting himself. He even showing his age, he says. I understood it because I lived through it, but most of our listeners will probably relate to it, but he actually had a buddy of his helping create a video of the infamous Bronco chase scene when O.J. Simpson was running from the law out in California. So you want to kind of talk about that a little bit?
Well, we just wanted to recreate that. And at the end of it, it showed the Bronco and we're driving down the road. It shows the police after us. And then it shows me grab a box of donuts and start throwing donuts out the window. And of course, the police see the donuts, and there's a huge pile of, what was that movie from? Blues Brothers?
Blues Brothers, yeah.
Yeah, Blues Brothers scene right at the end where all the police cars are piling in and stuff, and then it shows us driving down the road again. So that was a lot of fun doing that video, and I didn't realize that Lee had those capabilities at the time. Rod had just had him do it right away. But we got that done, and of course, getting picked up at the bakery was fun. It was probably the only time I wasn't scared being thrown in the back of a cop car. I didn't say that was the only time I was ever thrown in the back of a cop car. That's just the only time I wasn't a little frightened when I got back there.
Yeah, it was a really fun day. It was a lot of work going into it as far as, you know, getting everybody scheduled. We had so many different personalities and so many different walks of life throughout the county. I mean, it just wasn't people from the city. It was people throughout the entire county that we live in that participated in that last year. And we had close to 40 people, I believe, that participated in it. and, you know, trying to get everybody scheduled because we did it on a work day. That's the way it seemed to work out for the best. So trying to get everybody on their breaks from work, lunch breaks, or just whenever they were free to leave. It was a little challenging sending officers. We had several guys that helped out that day to go pick people up on their warrants. So
how late did you do that last year?
I want to say that we probably finished between 5 and 5:30.
Oh, so you could pick up teachers, just hit them like right after school ends.
Yeah.
Cause you don't want to pull them out of class, but.
Right. I'm trying to remember last year. I believe we only had one teacher. No, I'm sorry.
Dr. Gornto did, didn't he?
Dr. Gornto, the guy that wrote the epic jingle you heard at the beginning of the show.
That was an awesome song. I sing it all the time.
Yeah, I mean, you've heard it now, so it's going to be stuck in your brain for a long time.
You'll have to keep playing that.
Yeah. So just put it on a loop and make it your ringtone, whatever you got to do. Just promote the crap out of that song because Jason did a great job. But Jason was one of the teachers. I believe he was the only teacher from Peru that did it. So basically the way we handled that was whichever one of the guys went and picked him up, they kind of did what we called a cite and release arrest. So we just kind of issued him like a cite and release citation, which we have here in Indiana. And he gave the bond money at that point in time. So he never actually had to get pulled out of class or anything like that. His students already knew what was going on and were part of the incarceration or cite and release.
On the other hand, if you catch them getting out of school and you can throw them in a cop car with all the cops out or all the students out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's great. Peru schools were awesome support last year. All of the principals participated last year and raised their $200 bond. The superintendent took part in it. We had the superintendent from Iconoqual School, which is also another school out in the county we reside in. And one of my daughter's teachers participated last year as well, and she did the sign release thing like Dr. Morto did too. So we had a lot of great support from not only the community, but, you know, even the schools. It was awesome that people took part in and were happy to join us for that day. It was a long day. Like I said, you know, we set up the jail cell the night before, ran into a few minor mishaps, but nothing too bad. And then we got back up early in the morning and picked up some donuts and set up the breakfast table, and we were ready to go. I'm not sure. I'm guessing probably by the time we tore down and everything, it was, and you know, got all the money secured, it was probably, I'm not, my wife will probably tell me I'm wrong like she does about everything anymore, but I'm just kidding. I love you. Probably, I'm guessing around 7:30. It was a long day, but man, it was a lot of fun. And again, I was very humbled by the support of the community, and I'm looking forward to doing it again this year. Joe's been actively, if you follow him on his social media pages, he's talking it up pretty big. He's got an ongoing storyline for his character this year, so I'm almost a little scared about what he's going to do with his, I believe he's going to have a gang this year. And
it's a very long story.
Yeah.
I put three of them together last time I put it out, and I don't think people have that much time to read, so I'm just going to have to go today at a time.
People's attention spans are getting shorter and shorter by the day.
Well, they're just so busy. Yeah. And if I put it out at 7 a.m. and they're trying to get to work, or they're trying, you know, they might skim, and that's what most of the time you guys just skim. I know you just skim them. There's no way you're reading all that crap that I write.
And I got to be honest, most of the time I just look to see what picture he's got. And I'll just pick up the words. And I'm like, yeah, I kind of know where that's going.
Yeah, he's probably heard it before.
I'll just have him tell me the story in person. Back to bakery. So, but yeah, anyway, we do have the jailbreak coming up. It is on April 11th this year. I'm sure it'll be an all-day event again. So by all means, if any of you have any questions, you can send a message to the show. You can find us on Facebook. Mornings in the Kitchen with the Dough and
5-0. That's a great song. I can't get over that song.
Twitter, the Twitter machine. You can find us at Dough and 5-0. Same thing. The handle is the same on Instagram, Dough and 5-0. That's DOUGHAND 5-0.
I got on Twitter. I've never been on Twitter before.
Joe was on Twitter. I'm not sure if the world was ready for
that. I'll never post anything on that, I don't think, but I got on there to follow Doan 5-0, but I did follow one other person.
Uh-oh. Is that a secret?
It's Donald Trump. President Trump. It's President Trump. Because he's hilarious.
He is a tweeting machine.
He is. All the things that he should give a class. This is how you do not make public statements. This is how you do not act on social media. And I'm not saying everything's wrong. I'm not saying it's right. But it's funny.
It's entertaining.
It's very entertaining.
And there's people that's going to say it's not entertaining. It's racist, blah, blah, blah. We're not.
Oh, crud. We're not. Yeah, please don't. I don't want to hear it.
You know, we'll touch on politics probably throughout the shows.
Oh, we will.
We're not.
We have to kind of gauge how you guys are going to take all this stuff. But I have a lot of goofy ideas. I'm not sure Lee wanted to go for all of them, but I would have a cast of characters in here with us that we've already recruited a couple people that said they'd come in, and some of them insisted on coming. I think Russ was
right. I mean, Russ, we poked fun at Russ, but Russ is a great guy.
And we can get his walker down over here through the doors.
We might have to make a little ramp one day. I don't know.
We could wheel him in.
Anyway, we will have guests. We've had, you know, Joe's received personal messages. I've received personal messages, phone calls, text messages. We've already received messages through the show's Facebook page, people wanting to come on before we even shot the first episode. I guess we'll see how many of you actually listen to this to see how far we go with it.
And perhaps once they listen to it, they will not want to come on.
That is correct. They see how bad it is, and they just don't want to have anything to do with it. But it'll consist of a lot of the people that, like I said, when people come back to the back of the bakery just to kind of shoot the breeze. People that build a lot of relationships back there. There's people that I had no idea who they were up until within the last year or so, and I've kind of got to know and gotten a good, had a good time getting to know some different people. And
they're so funny.
They are. And well, at least we think they're funny.
Norm Dunn. Oh my, that guy's hilarious.
That was another very hilarious political conversation just within the last few days with Mr. Dunn back there.
He may have been mad though. He might have gotten mad out of that.
He still walked away.
Without hitting anybody?
Yeah, I mean, he didn't threaten anybody.
He was mumbling. I could not understand what he was saying when he left, but he didn't seem that happy when he left. But he was outnumbered that day.
He's been back since. So.
He came back to pick up donuts. I'm not sure. I don't think he's had a social visit then.
Well, that's okay. Mr. Dunn's a good guy. He's been a big part of Peru for a very long time as well. But again, that's somebody that's entitled to their opinion, and everybody's entitled to their opinion.
And it's a great opinion.
It is.
It's just different than what we're – and then, of course, once we saw that he didn't agree, of course, we all jumped on it. We made it so much more than what we even believed, that just to see his face get red and he started to shake. And
I mean, you're going to see a lot of juvenile, delinquent, high school-type behavior out of this show. It's just kind of what our personalities are.
High school. That's very generous of you.
It was a long time ago. Did they have high schools back when you were growing up?
We had one cave that fit. It was a one cave fits all kind of thing. We all went in there and we wrote on the walls. And of course, we couldn't erase it. So we'd have to move to the next cave. Well, you know, we learned something.
So, in all seriousness, Joe and I also discovered that in the midst of all of our getting to know each other conversations, that we were both raised Catholic and both attended Catholic schools. So that entertained a lot of interesting conversations of some different things that we experienced growing up. Things were a lot different back then as far as how you obtained your education and getting your education through nuns. Talk about people that don't take crap off of anybody. I still have some nightmares every once in a while about some things I saw and was subjected to during my upbringing. But
not that they were bad. It's just,
I mean, to me, the way this country is going now, I say put nuns in every school in the country and let them do what they need to do to right the wrongs. And
the discipline was so much better.
Yeah, right.
And I don't want to say fear. There was a mixture of fear and respect, I guess. And boy, we listened in class. We didn't. And we were. And I'm sure you've heard this stuff before, but we were. You were afraid to mess up in school because you'd be punished. You'd be punished right then and there. But then, when your parents found out, you got punished again. And the teachers had, they knew that your parents had their back, and that made their job a lot easier. They could teach and not be a babysitter. And I'm not even sure if we should be touching all this right now, but I feel bad for teachers because it seems like they have no they can't control the classes because they're not allowed to. Not that they couldn't.
Right.
But yeah, that school day, we talk about the weather, the weather, how many school day, and I understand the liabilities. I really do. If something happens to a bus, something goes on, but it is so different from when we were younger. I remember in high school, the snow would be, and I'm from northern Wisconsin. We got some snow. We got some serious snow. Rarely was school called off, but there were times that the buses couldn't get there, or they could get there really late. But the ones of us in town were expected to be there and be there on time. And it's just so different now. It being cold, that's another oddity.
We live in Indiana. It's cold today. I mean, as we're recording this podcast, it is, 30 degrees. That doesn't seem right because it was below 20 all day, wasn't it? So the temperature is going up now. It's amazing. We've had a very cold winter, but to me, it's nothing that we haven't experienced a million times before during the course of our lives. Joe's right. You know, there was very rarely did you hear anything about a cancellation or delay.
Hold on for a second. That part of Joe's right. Do you remember that?
No.
Just
that's going to get edited out later.
Okay, we didn't need that anyway. I was going to play it back for my wife.
He's going to put that on a loop.
That'll be my alarm.
he's touching on his wife, Mrs. Doe.
Mrs. Doe. Kathy. She prefers that, actually.
Does she? Okay. Kathy is a lovely lady, and nobody understands what she sees in this guy sitting across from me right now.
Nobody knows. I don't know either. It's okay.
It's mesmerizing when you see him standing next to each other. You're thinking, how in the hell?
I refer to it as Beauty and the Beast.
And which one are you calling the Beast?
Well, I would be the Beast.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she is a beautiful, beautiful woman.
So Kathy's a great lady. I've gotten to know her a little bit too over the last year.
And she's actually supportive of all this, as Lee's wife Sarah is. We were shocked.
Yeah, I mean, my wife's kind of gotten used to my idiotic behavior, I guess. And I guess maybe Kathy's starting to wear off to yours after all these years.
It's more a look of defeat.
That could be too, just wearing them down.
I think she's just given up. She's just...
Well, you know, Joe posted a picture of Kathy, maybe a couple pictures of Kathy wearing the Mornings in the Kitchen t-shirts and even one with a coffee mug the other day. And due to her natural beauty, she has like 500 million likes on those pictures. Where Joe posts his pictures, he gets around 20 if he's lucky.
Well, I'm trying to think of how many people are related to me. So not quite 20, but yeah, it's there is a marked difference in the response. And I just recently put a picture of she and I at a restaurant, I think it was. And I was shocked at but I realized that that were just me. There would be nothing.
You know, it's amazing how many, I know you're not real big with the Instagram stuff, but if you start toying with that more, even on Facebook for that matter, it's amazing how many more likes women get on pictures than guys do.
Because we're ugly.
I mean, that's true, but...
And I don't think most of us, I think as boys, we don't know how to use Instagram.
It could be.
I am baffled by Instagram. I see people and the girls, they take this picture of them in the bathroom.
Yeah, I don't get that either.
I don't understand. Why is this attractive? Is it the lighting?
I don't know, because I can't ever see anything past the disgusting bathroom, you know, the mirror, the sink.
We should do our podcast in a bathroom.
We could. We could do a podcast in the bathroom one day.
That would be fun. Watch people come in and out.
Hear all the sounds that are...
I'm in. Yeah, but that Instagram, I like to talk. I like to tell stories. Instagram, my daughter got me on Instagram for the bakery, and she's saying, no, you don't say anything. You just put a picture. And I said, well, what do you mean just a picture? I can't explain the picture. She said, no, the picture explains itself. My pictures do not explain themselves. I put on odd. So I basically put donuts. I've been putting a lot of dough and 5-0 things up there recently. Or just a picture of Kathy. That way I'll get response. And no one's following me. Well, here's a picture of my wife. Okay, I got a bunch of followers again.
So, yeah, Joe and I are very lucky. We have beautiful, supportive wives in our lives that put up with a lot of nonsense.
A lot. But, just a lot.
You know, it's who we are. and they
should have known better.
Yeah, I mean,
they met us before we got married. You know, this wasn't an arranged marriage.
No return policies or anything like that.
No, and it's not like I kept it a secret. I let her know, and she married me anyway.
She even knew he was a Packers fan.
Yeah, that was probably bad. I didn't tell her that.
Oh.
There's nothing wrong with the Packers. Love the Packers.
And how many games did they win this year?
I don't know. You know, I actually had a problem after the whole kneeling thing. I didn't watch as much as I did before. So that's
something else that, you know, maybe we'll discuss that in the future. But I agree with Joe in that sense that I didn't watch a whole lot of NFL this year because I didn't necessarily agree with the kneeling thing either.
And they did fix that.
Yeah.
They make them all stay in a locker room or something for the national anthem, but I just found that ridiculous, and that would be something a lot of people get mad at me for saying, but right.
And again, people are entitled to their own opinions.
So. Absolutely, and I'm not mad at them.
Right.
It's just my personal opinion. I have a problem with it, so I'm... Right.
So, that's kind of where we're at with everything right now. We've put a lot of effort into getting everything set up for this podcast. We hope it sounds okay. Once it gets released to you guys, hopefully here within the next day or two, we are recording this on a Monday, so we'll see how long it takes me to figure all of this equipment out.
It is amazing how much more I thought when Lee and I first talked about doing a podcast. I thought, well, you know, we get some sort of app on the phone and we just talk into the phone. Maybe we'll figure out microphones or something. That is not how it works. We have a website now, don't we?
It should be done this week. So the way this, I'm guessing this first podcast, by the time it reaches you guys, I'm guessing it will probably be released strictly on our Facebook page, Mornings in the Kitchen with the Dough and 5-0. There will be, however, we have a guy that I grew up with. He's a techno type wizard. He used to be a producer on a prominent radio show in Indianapolis.
Are you not allowed to say Bob and Tom?
I don't know if I am or not, but
okay. Well then, well we won't say anything then.
Anyway, he has taken the time to set us up a website and getting us hooked up to where we can stream on everything. So you'll here in the near future, you'll be able to find us on Apple Podcasts, Google Play Store, Spotify, all that stuff. You'll be able to find us on your favorite podcasting apps. I'm just guessing we're probably another week or so out on that, but we will keep everybody posted on our social media sites. So make sure you follow all of that. We also have equipment to where we're going to get a little more involved once Joe and I get more comfortable doing this. We've got capabilities to do some live streaming on all of our social media platforms at the same time.
We got a green screen. We got a green screen.
The project is a green screen. So that kind of takes us back a little bit to our donut challenge days. We never used a green screen per se, but Joe had all these elaborate ideas for a green screen that we didn't have.
I have some great ideas.
So we did touch base with a STEM teacher at Meconaquaw Elementary School who does have a green screen, and she showed us a little bit of how that will work. So we will eventually get you guys some content with some videos with the green screen in the background. Once you won't know it's a green screen, you'll think it's something else. But that'll be another battle for another day once I kind of figure out how all that works. Joe is super excited about that, so it'll probably be sooner rather than later.
Some great ideas.
He's got a lot of great ideas in that doughy brain of his up there. So.
I found that years and years of inhaling flour and cinnamon give you quite the imagination.
So it just... Touching on one of the donut videos, he's talking about inhaling dough. One of the videos, I think it was one of the last ones we did earlier. Well, let's rewind a little bit. We did one video where I threw flour in his face, and he was choking on it for a while. I just kind of made fun of him, laughed about it. And then he finally, several weeks later, got to get me back by throwing flour in my face. And he was not lying. That kind of sticks with you for a while. It's in your eyes and your hair and your ears and your nose, and it just doesn't really go away.
Do not breathe when that's hitting your face, because you cannot get that out.
And, you know, if you try and take a shower, if it's up your nose, it's almost like it packs itself in there. And just a whole other set of problems. It's ridiculous. So, we had a lot of fun with those donut videos. I'm sure we'll talk about those more in depth one day. We hope to have the capabilities here soon, too, to take some questions from you guys. You know, maybe we'll do a show where we just take questions based on those videos since they were so popular.
Or any questions. If we got a whole stack of questions, we could just answer them.
Right. So we'll come up with maybe some hashtags on the social media platforms and take some questions from you guys. Like I said, eventually we'll have the live streams going. So once those go on, we'll be able to take your questions in real time. So that'll be kind of fun and exciting to play with too. So do you have anything else to add right now, Joe? We've been talking for a little over 40 minutes now. So.
Well, just any suggestions anyone has. The way we talk in the back of the bakery is nothing's really held back.
Right.
And like I said, nobody gets hurt. We stay what we're thinking. We have our own opinions, stuff like that. But like I said, we've changed a lot of our opinions too by, you know, hearing the facts. Kind of want to know if you guys are willing to hear some of this stuff without getting
butthurt.
Yeah, that's what I was looking for.
So again, I mean, that's your decision as a listener. If you're offended by something, you can choose to not listen. That seems to be a problem with a lot of people today, even on, you know, the keyboard warriors on social media. They have a problem with something somebody posts or says, and they get down there and type in 110 miles an hour, being real brave behind their keyboard or their phones. And
you know, I found that I'll see people that type something or post something kind of offensive, and I personal message them, say, hey, did you mean something by this? What, you know, what that big cold snap? There is somebody that went on a large post about that. So I personal message them, say, you know what, you know, I'm at work today, and I, you know, I have responsibilities, I have obligations, and you can do that respectfully. You don't have to do that and show the whole world, and it's just ridiculous.
All right. Well, you know, hopefully maybe one day people will kind of get back to the way things used to be a long time ago and respect each other's opinions and each other's property and their way of life. But right now we're just living in some weird and dangerous times, and you know, it's kind of sad the way this country's going, in my opinion, at this point in time. But hopefully one day things will make, you know, maybe turn around for the better. So
when I'm president.
When Joe's president in 2020, yes. He'll mandate that everybody get along.
We'll work on this. We'll work on people's senses of humor.
And just so you know, when Joe does get elected, he is refusing to move to the Washington.
How am I going to make donuts I'm all the way in Washington? That's stupid.
He's got to run the office for the Oval Office in the back of the bakery.
Well, and don't you think it'd be good for some of these politicians to come to Peru to see what real life is about?
Yeah.
And, well, they're all going to get fired anyway. We're firing everybody. And actually, and this will upset some people, but after I'm elected, I'm keeping President Trump as one of my many vice presidents. I'm going to have several vice presidents. You can call him secretary of this, and we're just making everyone vice president. But he's in charge. He will be in charge of firing everybody because he's so good at it. He has no problem letting people go, and that's what we kind of need. Somebody go in there, just let – we'll videotape it because I know you're all going to want to see it. But as every congressman's fired and no compensation, I think you'd all like to see it. Watch them weep, and they can't get a real job because – they've never had one.
Well, that could be another topic for another day.
That could take a long time.
Yeah, that might be like a month's worth of shows right there, our opinions on that. But anyway, I think it's probably a pretty good time to wrap things up. So hopefully you guys have enjoyed the first show. Again, it was a lot of talk about a lot of different things and probably a lot of nothing. But that's the way a lot of these will probably go. Again, we'll welcome your feedback. By all means, just shoot us a message on one of our social media platforms, and we'll get back with you as soon as we can. You know, we're just doing this kind of for fun and for entertainment purposes. It's nothing too serious. So we will have guests in the future. So make sure you follow us again on Facebook. You can find us Mornings in the Kitchen with the Dough and 5-0.
Are you going to play the song again?
You want to hear the song?
I really like the song.
Okay.
We'll
get it loaded up. So.
We should actually play the song. Often,
times throughout the show, just to make sure it sticks in people's brains.
I get mixed up in the beginning of it, but I always end up da 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 da.
I'm pretty sure I'm hearing it in my sleep now. I'm not sure what's it just sticks with you.
Didn't Riley play that for you just when you thought you had it out of your head?
Yeah, it was finally getting out of my head. And Riley would be my youngest daughter, who he's referring to. And she was in a couple of the donut videos, too.
She is awesome.
She's Joe's favorite, I think.
So. She'll be in prison one day, but she is awesome.
Criminal mastermind, that one. So, okay, well, folks, we're going to go ahead and head out. Thanks for taking your time to listen. And we do hope to do these about once a week, at least to start, and to kind of see how it goes. Again, if you have any suggestions, that you can hit us up on the Facebook page at Mornings in the Kitchen with the Doe and 5-0, Twitter and Instagram at Doe and 5-0-5-0. And by all means, give us a follow, share with your friends. We do have a YouTube page as well, Mornings in the Kitchen with the Doe and 5-0. Make sure you follow that, because that is where a lot of the videos, when we get the green screen going, are going to go. And that'll be a big platform too when we start doing the live streams. You'll probably see us a lot there. You'll see us on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. So, again, I'm Lee Mitchell, and that's my partner over here is Joe DeRozier. We are the Doe and 5-0, and we will see you guys next week.
Have a great day.
Morning in the kitchen with the Doe and 5-0. Now they have their own morning show. Recorded in a kitchen in downtown Peru. Joe and Lee have nothing better to do. They'll talk about the weather and politics. Tell some random stories just for kicks. It's Mornings in the Kitchen.